This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1924. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave, between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 4th, Alaska, Albania, Armenia, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Denmark, Egypt, France, Germany, India, Italy, Korea South, Kurdistan, Malaysia, New Zealand, Norway, Philippines, Sudan, South Sudan, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Mike Terry forwards a tweet from the University of Alaska Fairbanks that another experimental campaign is coming up from HAARP, which means there may be some strange transmissions on shortwave frequencies. It says, spring research campaign scheduled April 6th to 14th, exploring the physics of scintillations, magnetic field aligned irregularities, artificial and natural atmospheric airglow, stimulated electromagnetic emissions, plasma waves, and radio enhanced ionization. No further details in this particular message. Apparently you must follow the tweets of someone at this, at UAFHAARP. Or maybe there will be something on the regular website, www.gi.alaska.edu/facilities/HAARP. Last week I mentioned a new time and frequency for the Radio Tirana Albania relays in English via WRMI. 0200 UT Tuesday through Sunday on 9395. Checking this out, however, I heard something in Italian. I kept listening when reception was better and determined that it was actually Radio Tirana, but in Italian instead of English. I've been trying to reach people responsible for arranging this relay, but so far as of April 3rd, it's still in Italian. Brian Powell, VK2FBAJ in Sydney, Australia, says, I think the issue lies with their feed of Radio Tirana, I suspect via radio360.eu. The podcasts I am subscribed to have been in the incorrect language since the shift to summertime, so I suspect that timed recordings have not been adjusted appropriately. I say just one more reason to abolish daylight shifting. Low-power New South Wales station Aussie Radio has made its frequency change from 5045 to 4835, effective March 28th. First reported by Fred Voss in South Australia to us at 0834 UT. He kept listening and got an ID at 0909. Pretty good reception that close. It's also been heard in North America, but with much weaker reception, of course. Ron Howard especially has been tracking it carefully. Of course, Sikkim is on the same frequency, 4835, All India Radio. I was hearing a subaudible heterodyne one morning, which I suspect meant I was getting just barely audible carriers from both of them. John O. Wright, who I think is the QSL manager, notified us as well, March 28th, that Aussie Radio was on 4835, testing with 1 kilowatt inverted V antenna. Started at 0600 UT that date. DX reports welcome to DXer1234. @gmail.com. Ron Howard in California has been hearing it around his sunrise, 1400 UT, including on March 28th. Don Mullman at his antenna farm in Alberta says the carrier was visible March 29th as early as 0600 and reception improved. Reasonably understandable audio by 13 UT. Listen especially for a bit of Waltzing Matilda and the Kookaburra, just like Radio Australia used to provide. I was a bit disappointed that there didn't seem to be much objection to going on Sikkim's frequency. DXers might have tried to steer him away from that. But in a reply to Ron Howard, Craig Allen of Aussie Radio says, I knew that All India Radio may cause some problems, but ABC Australia used 4835 for the last 40 years, and a lot of HF radios in Australia have this frequency pre-tuned into their radios, and the ABC still advertise this frequency on their website, so it's a win-win. And John Wright of the Australian Radio DX Club says they are supporting Aussie Radio and the other one, Radio 4KZ on 5055, with advertising. And another member is proposing a station operating with 200 watts. That might be on 4910, which is another previous ABC frequency. Daniel Williams in Brazil has some good news about a station planning to reactivate on 4895, Rádio Baré in Manaus, Amazonas. He says he's talked to the engineer, and he was told that they plan on resuming 4895 sometime this year to reach the outback. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso has also been very actively monitoring more and more Brazilian shortwave pirates. They appear between 5 and 12 megahertz, far out of band, most of them, especially between 8 and 9 megahertz. It would take a long time to go over them all, and it seems they often jump around to different frequencies, and that close, many of them are logged in the daytime, so quite a challenge to be heard further away, but all the details have been in Hardcore DX and in the next DX Listening Digest when published, number 18-14, via worldofradio.com. David Koenig of Emerald Signals Online says since the start of the A18 season, China Huayi, H-U-A-Y-I, Broadcasting Corporation, CHBC, has become monitorable, albeit in my case only by web SDRs in the region, due to Voice of Korea vacating CHBC's Seoul shortwave frequency. I've been hearing the Fujian-based broadcaster crash starting on 6185 around 0910 to 920 UT, most days instead of listed 950 sign-on, and remaining there until switching off shortwave at 1600. Programming and IDs are in Mandarin. They used to ID in English too, but that seems to have been dropped. They only announced their medium wave 873 and FM 107.1, but no mention of shortwave. However, there is some other interference between 11 and 12 UT, KNLS Alaska in Russian, according to Iwo Ivanov and Ron Howard. It seems that China Radio International has a bit of an identity problem. Alan Rose says CRI have for some time variously and seemingly randomly identified themselves as either China Plus Radio or Beijing 10:08 a.m. Discover Plus Radio at the top and bottom of the hour in their shortwave transmissions. My impression is that the same ID is used on all frequencies at any given time. Similarly, the website english.cri.cn has redirected for some time to china plus.cri.cn. There are always anomalies at Radio Havana, Cuba, to put it politely. The English broadcast at 23 UT is supposed to be on 9720 and 5040 only. However, it can show up on some other frequencies, apparently by mistake. March 28th at 2310, I found it on 11670. China's relays via Cuba have also shown up in the wrong languages unless they've made some permanent changes. April 1st, after 01 UT, 9580, I was hearing CRI in Spanish instead of English, but English was still nearby via Albania on 9570. And Rick Barton in Arizona reports 13650, March 29th at 2330, supposed to be CRI in Portuguese, instead was in English. Radio Havana did without FM spurs all over the 19-meter band for a couple of weeks, but they were back as of April 1st, originating with the 15370 AM transmitter. They're approximately 69 kilohertz above and below, and multiples of 69, the biggest ones around 15439 and 15301. The exact frequencies vary from day to day, and the amount of FM versus AM radiation. There was one occasion when these were equally audible in AM or FM. That was April 2nd when I checked at 1343. The next day, April 3rd, 15370 was not on that early, so none of the spurs were either. Last week, I mentioned a registered new frequency for the clandestine Cuba Radio Republica, 7350 via France, at 02 to 04 UT, according to HFCC, but I've not been able to hear it there, and no jamming either. Jamming remains on the old frequency, 9490, and traces of Radio Republica underneath. Previously, they had used that same frequency all year round, and it looks like they've still not moved, if they're ever going to 7350. And apparently, due to daylight shifting, they're now starting an hour earlier UT at 0100. The director of Radio and TV Martí has resigned amid an internal crisis, according to a March 29th story in El Nuevo Herald via Mike Cooper. His departure marks the end of a long-time internal saga and clashes with executives of the Broadcasting Board of Governors and the Voice of America. Mendes told staffers amid a string of news reports, "Don't believe the lies," implicating Mendes in an alleged coup plot against BBG chief John Lansing and board members. Well, it's a long, convoluted story you may want to read in full. Current and former Office of Cuba Broadcasting and BBG employees say the two organizations are in crisis. The Inspector General has reported over the past 3 years significant deficiencies in news coverage, finances, and handling of contractors at the BBG. In DX fanzine, Stig Hartvig Nielsen of Denmark shortwave station World Music Radio says, "We're currently trying to get a very old Siemens transmitter to operate on 15805 kHz and be aimed at Southern Europe. If all goes well, another new 250-watt transmitter will be put into operation in late May for airing Radio 208 on 11440. Also plan to start broadcasting on medium wave in Copenhagen. There are no plans, by the way, to include any DX program." Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany was wondering if Radio Cairo Egypt is still on the air, since he was not hearing any of its scheduled broadcasts for the A18 season. However, Alan Rowe in the UK says Radio Cairo was being reported on a Facebook group April 1st on 9800 in English, with a strong but badly distorted signal signing off at 2245. But on March 25th, Harold Froge in Michigan says he had this English broadcast on 9895. 2118, not listed in the schedules on that frequency, and there was just a touch of distortion and hum. Manuel Mendez in Spain forwards news from the free radio station in France, Atlantic 2000 International, that they would be on the air via 6070 in Germany, Saturday, April 7th from 08 to 9 UT, and Sunday, April 8th from 19 until 20. Mike Terry forwards a story from the Hindu that India plans to set up time signal stations on long wave. Would you believe that KBS World Radio South Korea is still trying to broadcast to North America on 15575, English at 13 to 14 UT, and another hour in Korean for the A18 season. The frequency is far too high over a mostly night path. It would work just fine on 9 or maybe 11 megahertz, where plenty of East Asian signals are audible. In fact, this hour is parallel to 9570, but that's aimed at Southeast Asia and totally covered here by CRI via Cuba. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 1924. Also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and the weekly publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jeff Murray, MURRI, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, reports that all frequencies of the Kurdish clandestine Denge Welat via Armenia are canceled from March 29th or 30th. Those were the ones on 4810-7520-7320 and medium wave 1395. We assume they're still continuing via the shortwave frequencies from France and Pridnestrovia. Ron Howard forwards this info from Tim Brielle in Malaysia. With general elections coming up in a few months, Sarawak FM and YFM seem to be operating around the clock. On March 26, I noticed Sarawak FM on both 9835 and 11665 after 18 UT. Also, RTM just celebrated their 72nd year of broadcasting on April 1st. And Ron Howard says on April 3rd at 1408 to 1448, he was hearing Sarawak FM on 9835, broadcasting something from the west coast of peninsular Malaysia in vernacular. It was coverage of the national competition for recitations from the Quran, being held this year at the Putrajaya Islamic Complex. A series of about 10 minutes of reciting both men and women in the competition. It's very rare to hear women, but they have a women's division. At 1445, they mentioned RTM. It's being held from April 1st to 6th. And Tim Brielle explains, yes, this is a TV1 audio feed. Contestants are from around the world. The women reciters are among the contestants. It's heard annually just before Ramadan. New Zealand non Brian Clark tells us to mark the 70th anniversary convention of the New Zealand Radio DX League, the following special transmissions have been scheduled. On WRMI, League member David Miller's Southern Rock Connection, Sunday, April 8th at 07 to 08 UT on 7730 and 5850. Numbered QSLs will be issued. Marconi Radio International from Europe have scheduled 2 3-hour-long transmissions to celebrate the league's 70th anniversary. Saturday, April 7th, 1630 on 7720 with 100 watts. And Monday, April 9th, 1630 on 6970 USB with 1000 watts. Several North American hobby broadcasters have advised they will transmit, coinciding with the DX convention, at a time providing possible reception in New Zealand, such as Channel Z, which has been heard in the past, and Radio Illuminati. Look for them in USB between 6900 and 7000 kHz between 05 and 07 UT, Saturday, April 7th, or Sunday, April 8th. The Norwegian station Radio Northern Star will activate a 1 kilowatt Rockwell Collins transmitter on 5895 USB, Saturday, April 7th at 18 to 19, especially for the convention. One of the Chinese broadcasts of FEBC Philippines has changed frequency from 9430 to 9380. Unfortunately, that frequency is long established for All India Radio, between 0830 and 12, and again from 1320 onwards, first with the Vivid Bharati service and then with the national channel. But FEBC is now scheduled on there, overlapping both transmissions between 10 and 16 UT. April 1st, around 14 UT, I was only hearing FEBC in English with consecutive translations into Chinese. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, notes some very odd frequencies of FEBC, March 28th and 29th, another transmitter. Apparently it's the same transmitter on three different frequencies in a row. All of them are 0.6 kHz on the high side, at 13.11825 in Tibetan, at 1330-9465 in Yunnan, and at 14 on 11750 in the Lahu language. Avinash Premaraj in the UAE notes another collision between PBS in the Philippines and All India Radio, both on 9910 between 18 and 1830 UT. Hans-Jürg Biener says, according to HFCC information, Radio Veritas Asia Philippines has stopped using the Vatican relay for a couple of its broadcasts, namely Urdu at 1430 on 9610. They're now transmitting direct from the Philippines, followed by Filipino at 15 to 1553 on 11675. Hans-Jürg Biener says, I am yet to find the special U.S. service called Afia Darfur for part of Sudan on its scheduled HFCC frequencies. There had been three each for half an hour each at 03, 18, and 19 UT. The Broadcasting Board of Governors announced in its budget proposal it would drop this service because there was not a measurable audience. It seems they've already done so. Hunter Buehner says also missing is iRadio EYE for South Sudan. It's not on the schedule of the provider. I'm yet to find the station on its formerly scheduled frequencies. But still on the air, Hunter Buehner says, is the VOA's South Sudan in Focus program. Information on South Sudan in English and the region. But VOA News' own schedule is outdated. Here are the correct times and frequencies for important insights into the sometimes terrible fate of the region. 1630 to 17 UT, 11910 via South Africa, 13750 via UAE, and 15180 via Germany. It's Monday through Friday only. No longer broadcast via Vatican. Ron Howard says 6230 is one frequency which very rarely is jammed by CNR1 China for Sound of Hope, Taiwan. He was listening March 28th at 1411 past 1425. News with brief musical bridges between the items, the same music used for many years, which certainly helps to identify SOH. And at 1421, there was a clear ID in English for Sound of Hope, otherwise in Chinese. Sad news from Rich D'Angelo of the North American Shortwave Association. Without a doubt, the most difficult message I have had to write in over two decades as NASA's executive director. I learned from Ralph Brandy that Bill Oliver died of a heart attack on Tuesday, March 27th in Lower Bucks Hospital. He was 89. He published the Journal of the North American Shortwave Association and the Lowdown for the Longwave Club of America. He had taught computer classes at Bristol Township Senior Center. Bill Oliver became NASA publisher in 1978. He was doing the QSL column at the time. He became executive director in 1981 and continued doing the publishing. In the mid-80s, when things weren't looking so good for the club, Bill was what held it all together. He's a big part of the club's history. An Army veteran of World War II, he survived by his wife of 64 years, Evelyn, one son, William Oliver, daughters, Sue Ann McDermott and her husband, John, and his sister, Dorothy Deal, and his brother, Bob Oliver, and he had several grandchildren. Rich D'Angelo says the club's management team is assessing the situation and should have a decision in a few weeks about the future of the club. In the interim, the weekly electronic flash sheet will continue to be published, and the NASA Yahoo group and Facebook page will also continue. The club's new postal mailing address is P.O. Box 1292, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18106. So I gather since Bill was responsible for the print publication of the monthly journal, this may not be able to continue. Perhaps they will continue with a PDF publication, as many other clubs have already done. Derek Lynch in Ireland sends a story from Radio World by James Careless, Radio Sawa to scale back regional broadcasts. To save $9.5 million in 2019, the U.S. government's Arabic language broadcaster Radio Sawa plans to restrict its FM and AM transmissions to Iraq, meaning the end of Radio Sawa's radio service, AM and FM, to the rest of the Middle East. Of course, we know that it was taken off shortwave already several years ago. He continues, starting next year, some 7 million Radio Sawa listeners outside of Iraq will no longer be able to tune in via radio, that is 60% of the station's current audience. Remember our World of Radio broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio here in Germany, aired three times each weekend, Saturday at 06:30 on 6190, Saturday at 14:31 on 6190, and Sunday at 10:30 on 9485. All compatible USB. However, Thomas Fuchner tells us, there will be no shortwave transmissions from HLR Gehren on two weekends in April due to upcoming works at the transmitter site. Transmissions will have to be suspended April 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd. They will resume, including World of Radio, from the last weekend in April, that is, April 28th onwards. By the way, since we're 1 hour earlier now at 14:31 UT on Saturdays, reception has improved, at least to the extent that there's less interference from China on 6190, as heard in England and via the remote receiver in Holland. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports a new program on WRMI on 7780, Sundays at 20:30 UT, called Reserve Military Retirement. It bumps the previous first airing of Shortwave Radiogram on Sunday, which apparently moves to 20:30 UT on Fridays, also on 7780, and should be parallel 9455. That would be the first airing of Shortwave Radiogram in its new slot. Now that WBCQ is running 9330 24 hours, it's not the only station ever on that frequency. Besides the Cuban spy numbers at 07UT, four nights a week. In this season, Transworld Radio India is now scheduled via Armenia for only 15 minutes at 13 to 13:15 UT in English, Monday through Saturday. And in fact, I've noted a heterodyne on WBCQ, which must be coming from that. On its sporadic operational schedule, WRNO New Orleans 7505 variable has been on the air only 3 hours a night between 01 and 04. However, it's now being heard later than that. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, was still hearing it at 0623 on April 2nd and after 0530 on April 3rd. Ron Howard says he's also hearing it after 0400. They have a Chinese broadcast before then, but after that it's mostly in English. It's still going past 0611 on a greatly expanded schedule. It appears that the schedule is now 01 until 13 UT, according to their own publication via Mount Orijala WRTH, but it's yet to be confirmed whether it's still actually running a full 12 hours every night. Greg Hardison and Mike Terry forward an article from Radio World. Subaru makes a positive move on AM. Could it be that car radio makers are starting to take a second look at performance on AM? In the USA, the Subaru Harman Kardon Premium Radio is equipped with an automatic bandwidth control. The stronger the AM station, the wider the bandwidth. You see, AM radio could sound much better if receivers did not deliberately limit the bandwidth. Remy Fries in Germany replies it would be nice. Could they go one step further and equip cars they sell in Europe with the AM longwave band in addition to AM medium wave, which is useless in many European countries? The propagation outlook from Boulder. Geomagnetic field activity is expected to be at unsettled to active levels April 5th to 7th, 10th to 16th, and 18th to 23rd, with G1 minor storm levels likely on April 12th due to recurrent CHHSS activity, with A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux not above 69 or 68 from April 2nd through 28th. And that's World of Radio 1924. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.